has a special treat today. And maybe it's a gift from the sports gods, knowing that I was at a wedding last night and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, self, how in the world are you going to get through an hour by yourself tomorrow morning? The sports gods have listened, answered, and sent me Pat Callahan and Tyler an hour early. How you doing, Pat?
All right, Joey. Pleasure to join you here at the 9 o'clock hour for at least one segment, because we have to, you always got to look after your stars, and Sal Powell's got to get on a plane because so many Eagle fans are going down to New Orleans, and Sal couldn't get a flight. The only flight he could get was he'll be in the air at 11 o'clock, so he's going to come on during your show.
So we'll talk to him in 5 minutes, and of course, we're going to be breaking down all morning. The conversation really has circled around this Eagles-Saints game. There have been a lot of good games this weekend. I anticipate that this weekend is going to even be better than last weekend, which I thought was fantastic for the game, generally speaking. But, Pat, as you take a look at this week in particular, and I know that we're going to get into this in more detail during this week in pro football, but some of the matchups here, the road teams seem to be generating all of the buzz, and home teams are kind of looked over.
You got it exactly right. There are so many angles, Joe, that you and I are going to talk about in the 2 hours starting at 10 o'clock. You can just go on and on forever. You can. The thing that strikes me the most about this weekend, you can make a solid, cogent case for all 8 teams. There's not one team playing this weekend that you can't make a bona fide open and shut case they're going to win.
And it almost serves as, you know, a tip of the cap to the league that it feels like the teams with the chance to win the Super Bowl, maybe outside of the Bears as they were exposed by the Eagles, but the teams that had chances to win the Super Bowl are all still alive. You've got all of the serious contenders and serious threats still here.
Very true. Very true. And so many notable things, Joe. But concentrating on the local team, you know, there's, again, you got the angle of a team like Philadelphia that's been playing playoff football now for a month and going up against a team that's been sitting home since December the 18th, Joe, and really hasn't played meaningful football since then. And so you say to yourself, well, they're going to be rested and ready, or you could say they're going to be totally stale, and the Eagles have been playing meaningful ball and are just going to keep on rolling.
You know, Pat, people point out to me all the time, oh, the bye is good, the bye is good. How could you possibly say that the bye is bad? And all I do is I point to the college football national championship game. Mm-hmm. When you've got both of those teams literally sitting around and doing nothing for quite some time, and what happens? Trevor Lawrence is throwing balls into the third row on out passes, and Tua immediately throws one to the other team that goes the other way. I mean, you just see it's not easy once you're playing at an incredibly high level of football to stop and then rev back up while a team like the Eagles, for instance, has been playing playoff football for a really long time now.
But, you know, 5 games, how many games now? 5 out of the last 6 on the road for Philadelphia.
Yep.
You know, how much does that travel do? The same thing applying to the L.A. Chargers, who have now had to go coast to coast 2 weeks in a row. And how much is that going to take out of them? So many variables leading into these games today and tomorrow. Joe, that I mean, the greatest thing about last week, of course, is that you went 1-2-1.
Yes,
and you know, everybody was very happy about that. And
I heard that. Yeah. I heard there was a big party about it. Actually,
so we have clearly narrowed the gap by 2 games last week. So very exciting going into that pick segment. But the Eagles have what I call, Joe, a puncher's chance for tomorrow, and it all is predicated upon don't fall behind by 2 scores in the first half.
Absolutely. And you think about the starts, that's exactly what I was kind of leaning towards. When you look at what the bye might do to the Saints, if they sputter a little bit on their first couple of drives, even if they get back to being the Saints of old, as long as they're not running the Eagles out in the first half, I think that'll be all the difference. Now, in addition, you've got the Eagles that finally, and you hear this cliche all the time, but they really are playing their best football at the right time. And you think, why? Is it just some magical thing that's going on? Well, you've got the defensive backs who are a who's who of literally anonymity for a long time now, playing very well. Cravon LeBlanc is playing excellent for the last 3 weeks. Now you've got the offensive line healthy and playing together. You've got a lot of things that are going the Eagles' way that simply just weren't. And maybe that first New Orleans game was the catalyst for the Eagles to kind of be growing and trending in the direction that they are now.
And you could conversely say, was that Eagle-Saint game the a peak of the New Orleans Saints season, Joe. The Saints, and when they beat the Eagles, have just came off a 3-week period in which they had scored like 51 against Cincinnati. They rang up 45 against the Rams and then 48 against the Eagles. And they've only averaged 21 points a game since. So, but I'll caution you one thing there. The Eagles gave up 303 passing yards last week to Mitchell Trubisky in his playoff start. That's a sobering number. And they've got to get Maddox straightened out, that left corner.
Well, yeah, he looked like he was having a really good first half. Unfortunately, in the second half, that's where all those double moves came in.
I know.
And hopefully we can talk to Sal Palantonio about how the Eagles are going to address that.
Speaking of double moves, how about we bring in the author of Philly Special, How the Eagles Won Their First Super Bowl, and the host of the NFL Matchup Show, and that'd be Sal Palantonio. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, Pat and Joe. Fantastic to join you on this spectacularly cold morning on my way to the airport.
That's true.
Going to New Orleans and looking forward to this game for sure.
Well, you know, today is the exact 50th anniversary, Sal, of the Jets' win in Super Bowl III against the Indianapolis Colts. So a momentous day in NFL history, and why not? Why not as we head into a weekend like this, huh?
Has to be the greatest playoff upset, I'm going to say, in the history of sports, because I do remember that the Colts were double-digit favorites. I think they were 16 or 18-point favorites in that game.
That's correct. Yeah, about 17, 18 points. Jets win. So let me start you off with this, Sal. Joe and I were just touching on it. The Saints have been home since December the 18th, okay, which is the day after a Monday night win in Carolina. So they've had basically the whole month off. But I mean, is that a two-edged sword? Can you make the case that it's a great thing? They're rested, they're ready. At the same time, are they maybe a little stale?
You know, that's the old argument, rested or rusty. And the bottom line is this. In the last five Super Bowls, 9 of the 10 participants were the number one seed. And the other one was a number two seed. So recent history in the NFL says it's better to be rested. And it's better to have home field advantage. That's the recent history. I think what's different this time around and why there's so much talk about all these road teams is because the quarterback play for the road teams is at such a high level. Andrew Luck, Phillip Rivers, Nick Foles, go down the list. The road teams have good enough quarterbacks to pull an upset. And I think that's the reason why there's been so much talk. And, you know, I've studied the game very closely, and I watch for trends, obviously. And the biggest trend in the postseason has been quarterback play is good to great pretty much across the board once you get to the final eight. It's pass defense that really determines the outcome. Is your secondary good enough? And is your pass rush good enough, especially in the fourth quarter? And we don't have to read the book, Philly Special, because you know and I know what won that Super Bowl was Brandon Graham's strip sack of Tom Brady in the fourth quarter. You listen to all the coaches, they'll tell you what you need in the postseason is a good secondary and a pass rush, especially in the fourth quarter.
Well, Sal, let's talk about that secondary, because obviously everybody's looking at Drew Brees and what he did in the first matchup, 4 touchdowns. He only missed on 8 passes. And the Eagles' secondary at that time was kind of in shambles, and they've been playing at a higher level recently, especially some of the guys who were signed off the street effectively right around that time. What can you say about the way that the Eagles have kind of solidified not just the secondary but the whole defense, and what could that mean for this game?
Well, I think you have to look at the last 4 games, and you have to look at who they've played at the quarterback position. Mitchell Trubisky, the young man from Washington, gosh, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Josh Johnson.
That's how much we think of Josh Johnson. Deshaun Watson, who had other than running with the football, had a mediocre game passing it, and Jared Goff. And so that's the measurement. That's the measuring stick. Now you're playing Drew Brees and perhaps the best play designer of his generation in Sean Payton, and you're playing Michael Thomas and that double-headed monster they have at the running back position. So this is a different challenge. Yes, they have solidified the secondary, but it's Rasul Douglas, it's Avante Maddox, and it's Craven LeBlanc, and that's the list. And Craven LeBlanc came off the street. Avante Maddox is a rookie, undersized, and Rasul Douglas is really a safety in the NFL. He's not really a corner. So this is going to be a game where this game is not about Nick Foles. Nick Foles is going to be fine. The Saints' defense is not that great and hasn't played well recently. The Eagles are going to move the football in this football game, and they're going to move it through the air. They're going to have a lot of success in the past game. This game is going to come down to Jim Schwartz versus Drew Brees, bottom line. What is he going to do? And I think what he's going to do is stay with what he does. He's going to rush four. He's going to flood every possible zone with coverage. He's going to double Thomas like he did in November. And pray to God that Maddox and Craven LeBlanc play better.
Well, so I had written down here, is it if you're Jim Schwartz, who's your major focus? Is it Michael Thomas or is it Alvin Kamara? I think Mark Ingram's a good running back, but I think it's those two guys that you got to focus on. And my opinion is double Thomas, make Brees beat you with somebody else. Do you agree
with
that?
Well, they did that, and he did.
Yeah.
They did double Thomas, and he did. The biggest difference in the Eagles is Jernigan is back. And the defensive line are Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox, Timmy Jernigan, and then on the other side, Michael Bennett and Chris Long. That's been the difference for a lot of different reasons. If you're going to double Cox, Jernigan is going to get free. And he has played really well in the last two games in limited snaps, and I think they're going to get increased snaps from Jernigan. Remember, Jernigan's a young man. He hasn't played all year. His legs are fresh. Michael Bennett, he hardly practices. I know he has that foot injury. Still playing at a very high level, very high level. Chris Long, he's your X factor late in the game. And I've seen it over and over again where Chris Long gets to the quarterback late in the game. And what is the second thing that Jernigan does? He eats up blockers so they can't get to Nigel Bradham. That's the key. Bradham is playing at you look at the film of the game. Bradham is playing at a very, very high level. That's why the Eagles lead the NFL in rushing defense in the last four games. It's Bradham. He has been a tackling machine on roller skates.
Sal, I've been looking at this game, and I can't help but notice there seems to be a lot of bulletin board material. Whether you look at the stuff that Alvin Kamara said after the playoff game last year, you look at the altercation in the game earlier this year between Malcolm Jenkins and Sean Payton, the ski mask season like battles. Is there any extra, not that anybody needs any extra motivation in a playoff game, but have you detected any additional energy from either of these teams heading into this matchup?
Well, first of all, let's debunk this whole idea that they ran up the score. And I know there's a lot of Eagles fans listening right now, and they're not going to want to hear it, but the numbers are the numbers. After the Saints went up 31-7 at the beginning of the third quarter, they had that possession, they scored. Sean Payton had 25 play calls after it was 31-7. 20 of them were runs. 20 of the 25.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 20 of the 25, and the Eagles couldn't stop them. So I think everybody needs to calm down about the idea that the Saints ran up the score. The bottom line is this. When Sean Payton showed up at the beginning of the week in the locker room with the Lombardi Trophy and $225,000 in cash, he was trying to motivate his team that it's been sitting around, Pat, since December 18th.
Right.
He was trying to get them up off their rear ends and realize this is the goal. You win three games, you get a pot full of money, and you get the Lombardi Trophy, and you waltz into history. Doug Peterson doesn't have to do that because they've been in playoff mode. And by the way, they've been on the road for a long time. Yep. This team has been on the road. It's so, so, so hard for a six seed to play a one seed in a divisional round and beat them after playing on the road for 3 weeks. I'm telling you, it will blow my mind if the Eagles win this football game. This is one of the toughest coaching assignments I've ever seen any Eagles coach face.
Yeah, and it's their fifth road game in the last six, Sal. But I'm telling you, it nags at me. Now, I full disclosure, Drew Brees was on my fantasy team. I wanted to strangle him the second half of the season. The Saints scored 45, 51, and 48 in that stretch, which ended with the win over the Eagles. Since then, Sal, they've averaged just 21 points and have scored 14 or fewer three times. So yeah. I think that one of the wheels has come off the Saints' offensive engine. And I think if the Eagles could stay within one score by halftime, then I believe that the 6-1 and the home field advantage materially dissipates, and then you've got a game.
Oh, Pat, listen, I'm not picking against the Eagles. No way. There's too much magic in the air. Trends are pointing in that direction during this season. I'm just saying, I look at all of these games this weekend, and the one mismatch that stands out is the Eagles secondary against that pass defense to the Saints at home. This game was in Philly, being lights out. I'm with Mickey, touchdown all the way. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling you, that's a tough, tall task to go down there and win that football game.
Now, Sal, as you take a look at it, and you talked about it's not going to be a Nick Foles game, but is there any additional firepower that the Eagles have? I'm looking at the way the Golden Tate kind of had a coming out party against the Chicago Bears. I'm looking at the way that Alshon Jeffrey steps up in playoff games. Just, you can set your watch by it. How do you think the Eagles score offensively this weekend?
They're going to throw the football, Joe. I mean, go back to that 12-play, 60-yard drive, the go-ahead touchdown against Chicago, but against the number one defense, they had zero, I mean zero, zilch, negative F-minus running game, nothing, all game long, and especially in that drive. And Foles just threw it all over the yard. Right now, the way Foles is playing with confidence and ability, and the way he and Peterson are totally on the same page, completely simpatico, on what they want to accomplish on the football field. And the fact that Foles has risen, has allowed all the boats to rise with him in the passing game, I think they're going to have a lot of success throwing the ball tomorrow in New Orleans. I really do.
So I look back, just if I might, wild card week. Just want to get one comment from you about that. Three of the four losers, Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson of the Ravens, Mitchell Trubisky of the Bears, their opening playoff game, they lose it. You think there's something there? You think that, and I'm asking about Patrick Mahomes today against the Colts. Is there something that says that initial playoff game for a rookie or second-year quarterback, that's a tough one to win?
It is, and your opposite number is Andrew Luck. I'm picking the Colts to beat the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I am. I think the Colts are playing at the highest level of any team in the playoffs right now, of any team.
Right.
Including the Eagles. I think offensively and defensively, they've got talent. They've got rookie talent. They've got young talent. And they've got a savvy quarterback who is playing very confidently. I like the Colts a lot in that game.
All right. So then the top four things I wanted to do this week, Sal and Joe, was of the four games this weekend, I wanted to rank them to say, which of these four games do you think is most likely to come down to the last possession? Because I tell you, I told Joe, Sal, coming on the air, that I think you can make a bona fide case for all eight teams to win this weekend. But let's rank them 1-4. Which game do you think is coming down to the last possession? I'm going to say, I think New Orleans, Philadelphia, I'm saying is fourth. I think that game has the most potential to not be a close game. All right. I think Dallas and the Rams would be third. I think L.A., the Chargers, New England, has a real chance there. Again, the Chargers are like the Eagles. If they can survive that first half, they got a real puncher's chance to win. And I think the Indy-Kansas City game will come down to the end, because regardless of what the weather's doing, you got probably the two best quarterbacks in the playoffs playing in that game, and you got an excellent Colts D. I think that one's coming down to the water.
Wow, we're on polar opposites. I think the Patriots are going to take care of the Chargers. I've covered a lot of playoff games up there. In fact, most of them in the Tom Brady, Bill Belichick era. When you go up there, that's where your Super Bowl hopes and dreams go to die, especially for the San Diego, now L.A. Chargers.
Okay.
I would say the two AFC games won't be close. I think the two NFC games will be close. And I think the Eagles game with the Saints is going to be the closest. I think it's going to come down to a field goal in the fourth quarter on the final drive.
All right.
I'm closer to Sal's idea here. Of all of them, I think the Chargers-Patriots game is going to just go the way that it's going to go. I don't know if that one's going to be tight. Number three, Philly and New Orleans. Number two, Indy and KC. And number one, I think that Dallas and LA are pretty much destined to be, you know, either a 3 or 4 point game either way.
I'll tell you what, last week you saw the numbers and some on my Instagram. I posted them on Sal Pal ESPN on Instagram. I posted the TV rating numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was the highest rated wild card game ever for NBC, the highest rated playoff game for NBC since 1992, the highest rated TV show on television since Super Bowl 53. This game, Sunday night, will shatter that record.
Boy. That's something. Boy, Sal, dovetails with what you said. The Eagles became America's team last year. It seems like they have managed to rekindle that. You know, an amazing thing, an amazing run that they're on.
Yes, the Eagles are definitely America's team. There is no question about it.
I sure as hell hope they are come tomorrow morning. I hope the Eagles are America's team again, because the last thing I think anybody wants to see is a Dallas-New Orleans NFC title game. I know I do not want to see that.
You mean your coach of the year, Sean McVay? You don't have confidence in him?
I tell you what, if you had to rank the eight, I think all I hear is Dallas.
Coach of the year, coach of the year, Sean McVay. Doug Peterson go out there, beat the Blight. He goes up to Chicago, he loses to the Bears. Peterson goes up and beats the Bears. The coach of the year, Sean McVay.
Hey, Sal.
Hey, Joe, Doug doesn't have any confidence in his coach of the year.
Hey, Sal, I tell you what, look at the hires. Look at the coaching hires around the league. And you tell me who's got confidence in Sean McVay. They're all hiring little Sean McVays. It's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Sal, you should have heard him coming in this morning. Oh, I guess they lucked into 13 wins this year.
Yeah, 13-3. That was an accident. That was Dallas is coming. Dallas is coming. Dallas. I'm sick of hearing it already, for God's sake. And my poor boy Jared Goff, he's ranked.
But you have to agree. That there's no way Sean McVay should have been coach of the year last year over Doug Peterson. Come on, Pat. No way.
It's a regular season award, Sal. Right? It's a regular season award. Come on. That's a little bit of hindsight on your. And besides, you're very close to Doug. You know, I'm very close to Sean.
No. He beat him in the regular season.
I know he did. I'm painfully aware of that, Sal. I know that. And he did it again this year, too, I might add.
Yeah.
I won't go against Doug Peterson. I won't do it. No, you're right about that. I will not do it. This guy is an excellent, excellent head coach, so I'll give him that.
And I like Sean McVay a lot. I think he does things the right way. I think he's really smart. He's the future of the NFL. He's just kind of coach Doug Peterson right now.
That's fair. Fair enough
tonight. Sal, thanks a lot for joining us this morning, and safe travels. Good luck on your way to New Orleans.
Bye-bye.
All right.
There he is. Sal Palantonio joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. All right, Pat. You got time to lick your wounds now.
Oh, man, I'm coming back. I'm coming back at you hard at 10 o'clock, Joe. All right? I'm not done with you. All right?
That sounds great. I will talk to you in a little bit. And for everybody listening, we'll be right back right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. There are three types of breezes that Birds fans enjoy. A light breeze blowing softly through the link on a Sunday afternoon. A summer breeze.
Summer breeze.
And a warm tropical breeze while sipping a drink through a coconut with an umbrella in it. But there's one type of breeze that Birds fans despise. Drew Brees. This Sunday, Birds fans reunite for our 97.5 The Fanatic Beat the Big Easy Pep Rally and Watch Party. Live from Sugar House Casino. The Pep Rally starts at 4 with Devon Givens and Bob Cooney hosting our pregame show till kickoff. Then at 4:40, it's the official 97.5 The Fanatic Watch Party with Andrew Salchunas, Bob Cooney, and Tyrone Johnson.
The countdown is on.
Watch the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lights, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Plus, there's always plenty of free parking. If you can't be in New Orleans this Sunday rooting the Birds on to the conference finals, be at Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. It's the Beat the Big Easy Pep Rally and Watch Party, only at Sugar House Casino and from 97.5. The Fanatic.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of a year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello? Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah. Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach. Tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach.
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
Hello? It's Barbera's first sale of the year. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available, or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the Freedom Process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
The Player to Watch is brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
The last time the Birds played the Saints was Week 11 in New Orleans, where the Birds lost 48-7. The difference between then and now? Nick Foles under center. Foles has won four games in a row with 9 touchdowns while completing 74% of his passes. If the Birds are going to move on to the conference finals, Nick Foles must have a big game in the Big Easy.
That is the Player to Watch, brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Grand Café L'Aquila translates to English as the Grand Café of the Eagle, located at 17th and Chestnut. Grand Café L'Aquila is one of Italy's most awarded bars and cafes, and the Italian ownership just happens to be huge Birds fans. Tomorrow, rally up and join Anthony Gargano as he broadcasts live before the big game from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The first floor will go green with a special menu featuring authentic Italian tapas, Italian beers, and craft cocktails. See you tomorrow at Grand Café L'Aquila on 17th and Chestnut.
This is Ron Jaworski. When is the last time you checked your water heater? It's not something you think about every day, and probably not even on your radar. But if you could avoid a flooded basement or go without hot water for days, you would, right? Go to BradfordWhite.com and go to the Customers tab and click on Homeowners. In that section, there's a Find Your Model and Serial Number tab. You'll see exactly how to determine what kind of shape your water heater is in and if you are due for a replacement. Visit BradfordWhite.com today.
Amazing deals for everyone are here at JCPenney. Hurry in and warm up with 60% off select coats for the whole family. And stock up on your favorite jeans with 50% off select Arizona denim for him and her. Plus, take an extra 20% off this Friday through Sunday with your coupon and any method of payment. Come in and shop early for the best selection. Don't miss out. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Offers and coupon valid 111 through 113. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Go Team Rudder. Okay, so maybe that doesn't exactly have the same sound as Go Birds, but Rudder Roofing does some winning ourselves. We win on reducing the stress of your roofing, siding, or window project. We win by over-communicating, being upfront and honest, and on bringing second-to-none drug-screened and background-checked technicians to your home. It's the little things that matter when someone works on your project. Let us help protect your house by scheduling today at RutterRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R Roofing.com.
Rosenbaum Injury Law, the power of justice for accidents, malpractice, or nursing home abuse. Remember Rosenbaum. Over 2 decades helping our community.
Sports Talk from Antioch and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic. Of course, we are taking you up until 10 o'clock. Pat Callahan will join at that point. Tyler Zuli is producing. It is time, though. We have some abbreviated show here. So, time to start paying some of the bills. This weekend's programming is brought to you by J.L. Freed Honda. Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Freed Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. Visit jlfreedhonda.com, where value meets personal service. And we've been talking about this Eagles game. We're going to continue to talk about it all day today. You can set your watch by that. This Sunday, Birds fans reunite for our 97.5 The Fanatic Beat the Big Easy Pep Rally and Watch Party live from Sugar House Casino. The Pep Rally starts at 4 with Devon Givens and Bob Cooney hosting our pregame show until kickoff. Then at 4:40, it's the official 97.5 The Fanatic Watch Party with Andrew Sauchunas, Bob Cooney, and Tyrone Johnson. Watch the game on Fishtown Hobbs' huge 10x10 big screen, dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lights, and $12 Miller Light buckets. Plus, there's always plenty of free parking. You can't be in New Orleans this Sunday rooting on the Birds. On to the conference finals, be at Fishtown Hops in Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Plus, the cool part about that is that you can have the 97.5 The Fanatic app, and you can be listening to Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli teaming up on that action all the way through the game and react live with them. So you can yell at Andrew and company at Fishtown Hops, and then when you're wrapped up with that, you can call in to Tyler and Pat and yell at them for the same exact thing. So it'll be great. So make sure that you have the opportunity to do that. 610-632-0975. Okay, so let's look at this Eagles-Saints matchup a little bit more in depth. Thank you very much to Sal Palantonio and Pat Callahan for joining me for the first program, this part of the program. This is something that I thought was interesting, and this is from our friend Tim McManus of ESPN. And it's something that I have speculated for a while. It's something that I thought might have just been a coincidence, but it's the NFL. There's very little such thing as a coincidence. Tim McManus writes, a 48-7 loss to the New Orleans Saints in Week 11 was the low point of the season for the Philadelphia Eagles. Correct. Yes, it was. But quarterback Nick Foles says it was also the turning point. This is what Foles said. That game has helped us become the team we are today. Going through that, it's not easy as a team to lose like that, but there was never a pointing of the finger. It actually brought us closer. It can separate a team, or it can bring us closer, and it brought us closer. Now, I've never been an NFL quarterback. For that matter, I've never been an NHL goaltender. But I did play goalie in high school. And see if we can, you know, draw a comparison here. You always want to be a good teammate, and you always want to be a part of the team. But at one point in high school, I found myself in a timeshare, sharing a net, with someone that, as a competitor, I did not think that I should be sharing the net with. And I'm not saying that Nick Foles has this motivation or not. But there was a game where, you know, we literally got boat raced, and it happened to be a game that I didn't play. And, you know, we said all the right things. We said we have to make these adjustments and things like that. But in the back of my mind, I couldn't help but thinking, remember, I'm in high school now, I'm a little punk. I couldn't help but thinking, if I'm in that game, there's a chance that I can help. There's a chance that game goes the completely opposite way. Fast forward to today and Nick Foles, and it's hard to think that he is not at least thinking that. You know, you can point to people and say, oh, yeah, the Saints totally house the Eagles, and the NFL is the ultimate team game, and this and that and the other thing. And you know what? Maybe that's true. But Nick Foles, in the back of his mind, has to say, well, they might have beat us 48-7, but they didn't beat me 48-7. I wonder what percentage of that is in the back of Nick Foles' mind. He would never say it. We'll never know it, ever. But I wonder how much Nick Foles thinks that he could have changed at least the optics of that game, right? Oh, maybe we lose. The Saints are pretty good, but we're not going down 48-7. That loss dropped the Eagles to 4-6, and that officially put them into playoff mode. They won 5 out of 6 to get the 6th seed. They were embarrassed. They were angry. And they took on everybody else along the way. And it's all led to this encore matchup with the New Orleans Saints. It's something to think about, because I wonder if the combination of the team being angry and embarrassed and playing really, really well. Let's just not sweep that under the rug. It's not all just motivation. The team is playing well. And you've got Nick Foles coming in and doing Nick Foles stuff. You wonder if the Eagles have a fighting chance against the Saints. Hard to think that they don't. You can take either side. You can take the Eagles, you can take the Saints, whatever. I mean, that's a playoff game. That's the way it's going to go. Hard for me to see a scenario where the Eagles come close to getting smoked 48-7 again, though. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti, at 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's get your thoughts on the game this morning with Mitch in East Windsor leading things off. Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Good, Joe. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. You got it.
That's good to hear. The Green Foles can pull it out. Well, first, I think the Saints got so much firepower. But I love to see him win. But they have so much, double. It's a double-edged sword at running back, and you know about the wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback is a Hall of Famer, you know, especially, you know, for the little people.
Yeah, for the short guys, but, yes.
But if Nick Foles somehow wins, and I'd love to see them go to L.A., play for the third time in the last 13 months, that'd be something. Which is, my comparison is, if Nick Foles wins, beats them tomorrow, it's kind of like when all of a sudden you have these guys that were hitting home runs just 15, 20 times. Anderson, I believe his name, played for Boston. All of a sudden, he's hitting 50, 55 home runs.
Yeah, Brady Anderson. Yeah, that's a good call from Tyler. Yep.
That's what I was thinking. He can do it somehow. A big miracle, Festivus miracle, whatever. It'd be nice to see Eagles and Rams next weekend.
Oh, I would love to see that, Mitch. Thanks for the phone call. That'd be a great matchup, wouldn't it? There is a little bit of a coaching rivalry. Sal Palantonio alluded to it. There's a little bit of a coaching rivalry establishing between Sean McVay and Doug Peterson. And so far, it's been kind of one-sided, unless you count, like, the individual hardware. But Doug Peterson seems to just have something for the Rams every single time that those teams match up. Pretty impressive. And you wonder if he's going to elevate his game, right? Think about the coaches where Doug Peterson played his or coached his best games, right? Think about the Super Bowl, having outcoached Tom Brady. The fact that the Eagles handled the Rams this year spoke volumes to me, because it was a game that both teams, the Rams didn't, you know, need, quote unquote, need it, right? As much as the Eagles did. But it was still a big spot for both teams, and he comes up big, and that game was really never in question. The outcome was never really in doubt. It felt like the Eagles just had it the whole way. We just weren't paying attention. And that was the problem with watching that game. And I know that that happened with Tyler as well and Pat, is that the expectation was that the Rams were eventually going to wake up and take over the game. But if we had no context for the game and we just flipped it on and we started watching from the kickoff to the end, there would have been none of that expectation. If we just watched it in a vacuum, we were like, oh yeah, well, the Eagles, the team from Philadelphia, is just winning the entire time. Like, it's having no problems with it. And they're in control. But we kept waiting for the Rams to come alive. Look, I would take an NFC Championship matchup against anybody right now, whether it's Dallas or Los Angeles. I think you'd sign up for that, no question, if you're an Eagles fan. There's no doubt. And then you look at it through the other lens of, all right, how do you get there? You got to take down Drew Brees and the Saints. There's a revenge situation for the Eagles. There is, the Saints feel like they have a revenge situation, because I'm sure that beating the Eagles in a regular season game isn't the kind of revenge that they hope for. in terms of last year when Alvin Kamara was talking about, oh, if we would have beaten the Vikings, we would have beaten the Eagles, and we would have won the Super Bowl. There's a lot of bulletin board material in this one. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this matchup plays out. It's going to be a good one. It's just hard for me to see the Eagles getting run off the field in the Superdome. It really is. Your phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. We're taking you up until 10 o'clock. This Week in Pro Football begins at that point. And, of course, we'll break down the entire divisional round weekend in addition to just the Saints and Eagles matchup. But I think Sal wasn't kidding. This is going to be one of the games of the weekend. It is the Joe Torti Show, early morning edition. We'll get to your phone calls next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. On Friday, February 1st, join Farsetta and Trey in the morning as they host Philly's inaugural Super Hole Weekend and Tailgate Party at the Met Philadelphia. We're teaming up with the Philadelphia Cornhole League to throw the biggest cornhole tournament and indoor tailgate party.
Go to 975thefanatic.com to register your team for a chance to play on the Met's huge stage and to download your free tickets.
The countdown is on.
Brought to you by Harrah's Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book. Bet, party, win, repeat.
And Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, the official after party of Super Bowl.
Get ready. 97.5 The Fanatic Super Bowl Weekend with Farsetta and Trey in the morning. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. From the only station in Philly with bean bags big enough to do this. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here for my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com in Turnersville, New Jersey. The new year is a time to start fresh, and nothing says fresh like that new car smell. Right now, save up to 30% off MSRP on your new vehicle. Choose from Wrangler, Compass Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, or Ram Truck during the Owner Appreciation Month sales event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. I was just down there and saw over 1,000 reliable new and pre-owned 4x4 Jeeps and Ram Trucks that could be yours with up to 30% off MSRP. Stop in to meet my guy, Ron Fina, and the team at TurnersvilleJeep.com and see why they're South Jersey's fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer. TurnersvilleJeep.com, minutes from the Ben Franklin or Walt Whitman Bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Schedule your test drive now at TurnersvilleJeep.com and tell Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic sent you.
2017 Jeep Renegade Latitude, 4-cylinder manual transmission, MSRP 25575. Selling price 30% discount at $17.92 plus taxes and tags. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer ends 131.19.
Attention timeshare owners. Did some high-pressure salesperson twist your arm into buying a timeshare? Did they forget to mention that the vacation times you want will never be available or that it will cost you more to use the timeshare than if you just booked online as a non-owner? I bet that salesperson also forgot to mention your fees will go up year after year after year. They misled you. It's not right, and it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, we can help. Timeshare Freedom Group's Freedom Process has helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. Let us help you be free from your regrettable, overpriced, and unavailable timeshare. We are the leaders in the industry with decades of experience canceling timeshares worldwide, legally and permanently. That's why we offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Start the freedom process now by calling Timeshare Freedom Group at 855-765-CANCEL. That's 855-765-CANCEL. 855-765-CANCEL. Or come meet us face-to-face at your local office. TimeshareFreedomGroup.com.
Warm up your cold winter days with hot deals during Aaron's Winter Warm-Up. Yes, hot deals on living rooms, TVs, and even washers and dryers with no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Plus, this hot offer from January 11th to the 15th. Just $1 gets you started leasing to own and then no payments until February 15th. Start with just $1 at participating stores or Aarons.com and enjoy Aaron's Winter Warm-Up now while the deals are still hot. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, 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 oh. Easy to learn, easy to use. Small business software tailored just for you. With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Today, business happens here.
here and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
This is big. Hurry to Macy's for thousands of markdowns, like coats for the whole fam, 50 to 60% off. Take 65 to 75% off dress shirts and ties. Pause this for big. Final mattress closeouts from Sealy, Beautyrest, and more, 45 to 55% off. And take 65% off clearance jewelry, now through Sunday at Macy's. Savings on sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
Some stores
are just stores.
Are you almost done, Mom?
And then there's our store. Guess where we're going, everyone?
Yay!
Come and experience the newly upgraded Berlin Farmers Market. With over 75 indoor stores and over 500 outside vendors on the weekends, there is something for the whole family. Open Thursday through Sunday on Clementon Road in Berlin. Online at BerlinFarmersMarket.com.
Player to Watch is brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association.
The last time the Birds played the Saints was Week 11 in New Orleans, where the Birds lost 48-7. The difference between then and now? Nick Foles under center. Foles has won four games in a row with 9 touchdowns while completing 74% of his passes. If the Birds are going to move on to the conference finals, Nick Foles must have a big game in the Big Easy.
That is the Player to Watch, brought to you by the General Building Contractors Association. 97.5 The Fanatics, Farsetta and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend, Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. That day's entertainment will be powered by All Around Entertainment, Philly's premier entertainment company serving the tri-state area. Find them at allaroundentertainment.com or at 215-354-0124. Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti here with you, 97.5, The Fanatic. Let me give you a little bit more information on Super Bowl weekend. On Friday, February 1st, we are hosting Philly's inaugural Super Bowl weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philadelphia. The Fanatic is teaming up with the Fanatic Cornhole League for the event. To register your team for a chance to play, go to 975thefanatic.com or go to 975thefanatic.com right now and download your free tickets. Here are some prizes. $1,000 courtesy of Harrah's Casino. Championship rings courtesy of Steven Singer. Trophies courtesy of Armor Metal. Prizes from Royal Billiards, a 2019 season pass to the Met Philadelphia. Plus, this is just added for the winners. Each cornhole winner will receive a Honda Grom motorcycle, courtesy of our great friends at DHY Motorsports. Check them out now at DHY.com. And one lucky person will walk out of the Met that morning winning a 2-year lease on a Honda Civic, courtesy of Burns Honda. You can get a car just by showing up. Got to learn some things about this. Brought to you by Harrah's Philadelphia. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at the book opening in January. Bet, party, win, repeat. It's Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, taking you up until 10 o'clock this week in pro football starts at that time. Simple question for you. I'm just trying to figure out where you stand coming into this game. Because there has been a lot of discussion about what's going to be the key and these are the matchups and things like that. But it's been pretty rare that we've gotten just actual predictions. Like, where do you think the game's going to go? What's the score? Did the Eagles advance to the NFC Championship game or not? Let's go to Scott and Barrington next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Scott?
Brother Joe, what's going on with you?
How you doing, man?
Good. I always enjoy listening to you. I got a couple things for them. I'm going to try to make it short and sweet. I'm pretty much confident because, of course, they doubted us last year. You saw what happened with that. Number two, beat the Bears, beat the Rams, beat the Texans. And which leads me to this game. You can put aside the revenge factor, but it's a different team, Brother Joe. Plain and simple, that's just a different team. Got Foles, Sproles, those young guys who were out there, you know, on defense, they got just a little bit more experience. Definitely not going to be tough, but they just have a little bit more experience. So that's how I see it as, Brother Joe. And that's pretty much it. But you do not rush Drew Brees. I know Mr. Schwartz is smarter than that because we've seen him and Nick Foles, I believe, have the ratio of getting the ball out of their hands the fastest, 2.9, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe once in a blue moon you rush them, but you stay off that and no dumb penalties because they're a type of team that will capitalize on your mistakes. So, brother, that's all I have to say, but peace, God bless with you. Let's go, Eagles. I'm geared up and ready to go for tomorrow.
All righty, Brother Scott. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, me too. It's going to be a good one. There's no doubt. Now, we didn't even talk about this with Sal, and maybe we could talk about it more with Pat when he rejoins in 10 minutes' time here. I'm fascinated, too, by the effect that the Peter King embedded piece might have, the fact that that came out afterwards, and Sean Payton was just so flippantly and blatantly saying, all right, wherever Sidney Jones is, that's where we're throwing, that's where we're running, we're finding that guy. At some point, and I know that you're trying to win a football game, but some of it actually came off to me, and maybe I'm reading too far into it, as mean-spirited. Like that they knew that this guy was coming off of an injury and that they were going to try to expand his role defensively in ways that he might not have been comfortable with. So that is something that I'll be keeping an eye on as well. Okay, we have a couple of more minutes here, so it's time for one more thing. And Tyler, I'm sure that you're a fan of this story. It was from a couple days ago, but I didn't get a chance to address it. We just had too much going on. But now we've got a couple of free minutes before This Week in Pro Football. So fans at sports. I'll never forget that when my sister was playing soccer growing up, there was one of the more obnoxious fans that I've ever seen in any kind of sports setting, just literally screaming for the duration of the game. Like high-pitched, shrill screaming the entire time, not rooting, not cheering, not even heckling, just like a full-on like horror movie scream. So I thought that I was having like PTSD or something like that when I was watching a college basketball game the other day and Northwestern was playing. And I just heard that noise come back. And I was like, really? What's going on here? I was adjusting my TV. There was this like high-pitched, shrill, piercing noise at the Northwestern basketball game. I go on Twitter to find out what's going on. And apparently, there's a student, Emily Harriet, who this is like her thing. Her thing is just shrieking for the duration of Northwestern basketball games. To my understanding, there's no relation between the person of my childhood and this person. But it's gotten to be so bad that Northwestern University actually came out and asked her to stop shrieking. Why? Because besides the fact that it was probably annoying for everybody there, their television partners were like, yo, this doesn't work, and we can see exactly who this person is. Now, she's the head of like the equivalent of their sixth man club or whatever. She says, it caught me a little by surprise because I've been doing it for the last 3.5 years. But she complied. And on Wednesday, during Northwestern's 73-63 loss to Iowa on Wednesday, she was silent. She literally didn't say anything. And they lost to Iowa, so now the door is open for her thinking, hey, they can't win without me shrieking. Tyler, where do you come down on this? You pay the ticket, you get to come in. Should you be able to get whatever you want in terms of like, you know, cheering rights and stuff like that, provided that you're not calling to violence or anything like that? How do you handle this?
Yes, you should be allowed to do what you want. However, you're not free from other fan repercussion, which could be cursing at you, could be yelling at you.
Okay.
So yes, you are okay to do what you want. You paid for the ticket.
So how do you feel about Northwestern saying that because the TV partners came in and said, yo, you got to shut this person up, that they came in and asked her to shut up?
Well, it really comes down to whose partnership is worth more, her season ticket or their TV partnership. And I think we know the answer to that one.
I'm sorry. She's a senior. She's only got a couple more months. That's it. All right. So that is that. That is one more thing. I thought that was interesting. I was torn on that because I'm like just about as Mr. Free speech as you get. But my goodness, watching that game was one of the more annoying things that I've seen in my entire life. And I thought that my ears were just going to be ringing for the rest of time. So I came down. I'm torn on that. But Northwestern ultimately steps in, and she complied. So apparently it's going to be a non-story. I'll be watching closely, though, or at least tangentially, to see if there will be any more battle between the Shrieker and Northwestern University. Thank you to everybody who called and tweeted in during the first portion of the show. My co-hosts, thank you very much to Tyler Zuli for producing. Stick around and stay tuned, because coming up in just 5 short minutes, it is the beginning of, in my opinion, the best football show in the city. This Week in Pro Football, Pat Callahan will step in to the co-host chair with me. Tyler Zuli sticks around, so it's going to be a lot of fun. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Line up. We're going to have some hard-hitting football talk all the way up until noon. This has been Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.